بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the hadith that we read yesterday, in which it is mentioned that towards the end of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he increased very greatly tawbah, istighfar, praising Allah Ta'ala, reading Subhanallah. On the questioning of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was doing that now more, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that Allah had informed him when he sees certain signs in the ummah, then he must increase that. And the signs were, one, outwardly, the conquest of Makkah Sharif, and then the spread of Islam from there. And the reality was that that will be a sign that his mission is completed. Now he doesn't have to stay in the dunya. He has to now move on and go back to Allah Ta'ala. So that from there, the teaching is that all our amal we do, we shouldn't boast about it, we shouldn't advertise it, but we should ask Allah forgiveness, ask Allah for acceptance. Not that we go around boasting about it, and in fact even worse, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. Those people who wish to be praised for things which they did not even do, which the righteous and previous elders had done and achieved so much, and now later we've gone completely opposite to their teachings, and then boasting that we have done all this, which is all lies also, and a complete distortion of the hard facts. So we are taught that all our amal, we must do it correctly, and then fear from Allah Ta'ala for its acceptance, that must not be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. And going around and boasting and crowing about it, according to clear hadith and ayats of the Quran, that is a clear sign of rejection from Allah Ta'ala. But when a person fears Allah, that is a sign of acceptance from Allah. How much a person tries and conceal his deeds, there is a different thing that Allah Ta'ala makes his deeds known to people. Like the three people who went into the cave when nobody knew about them. Allah Ta'ala made it known to the people in the whole world. So when Allah wants to make it known, then it comes with the protection of Allah, and a person's amal are safeguarded. But when we ourselves want to go and advertise all what we have done, and worse than that, not what we have done, what others have done, and now we are in completely, diametrically opposed to their ways, and we're still boasting about that, that is not at all a good sign. So further explanations about that. Subhanaka, which we read always, which is called Tasbih. What's the meaning of it? Oh Allah, you are free of every such blemish which does not befit your status. That is what we are saying when we saying Subhanallah, Usabbihullah ani naqaisi kulliha. That I'm stating that Allah Ta'ala is free from all untoward things which are for Allah Ta'ala. Whether somebody associates a child to Allah like Isa alayhi salam, or whether somebody says the angels are the daughters of Allah, all the wrong things, we are now taking it away from there, and we praise, stating Allah is as He is. And then, Hamidaka, Tahmid, O Allah, praise be to you with the most perfect of attributes. Subhanallah is cleansing. And we are nobody to clean Allah. Allah is clean. By saying it, Allah cleans us. But we are just stating the fact that these wrong things are not with Allah. All the wrong beliefs and the wrong attributes that are made to Allah, we are, when we say Subhanallah, we are saying all those things don't, there isn't anything like that. Allah has got no child. Allah has got no daughters. Nothing like that. And Alhamdulillah, that all qualities of praise in the world that can be, all belong solely to Allah Ta'ala. If Allah gives somebody some qualities of praise, that is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala and to no one else besides Allah Ta'ala. And when a person from praise, he goes more than that to being proud. That is, he is now pulling at the chadar, the sheet of Allah. And Allah takes that person heavily to task who pulls at the sheet of Allah Ta'ala. Tasbih, Subhanallah, is usually always mentioned before Tahmid, Alhamdulillah, because clearing and vindication precedes beautification and decoration. Just like all of us must be remembering the time before, whenever we wanted to clean any place, anything, there were three things that we were used to do. First is wash it, scrub it, clean it. After that, polish it. And then thirdly, shine it. So like that, Subhanallah is cleaning all. Alhamdulillah is polishing it. And Allahu Akbar is shining it. So those are the three things that we must do by which we will get cleansed of all filth and dirt. Allah will bring qualities of praise in us. And Allah Ta'ala will give us respect and honor as well. After the revelation of Surah An-Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized that his departure from this temporary world was near. He therefore began to praise Allah, glorify Him, and recite abundant istighfar in ruku and sajda in obedience to the command of Allah Ta'ala. So that is also, we also should do it. And we don't know when our death will come, so we should engage in it as soon as possible. But when the signs of death come on a person, for a young boy, when his beard starts growing, and then when the beard starts becoming white, and when a person now is a bit bent now, he can't stand up easily, he can't sit easily. These are all clear signs that his time of departure is nearing. And all that must make him to turn more to Allah in sincerity. Tawbah, istighfar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. That must be the sign. At that time, better for a person to mix less with people and to engage more with Allah Ta'ala. At that time, to turn more and have more time for our namazas, for our tilawat, our zikrullah, our tasbihat, a person should have more time. That is a good sign that he is now preparing for the akhirah. But if at that time, in our old age, we are sitting around with other old people and we are discussing the whole world's politics and the history of every person, and all we are engaging in ribat, backbiting, slandering, mongering, speaking bad about others, that is not a good sign at all. It is our belief that all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are sinless. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam therefore sought forgiveness due to his humility and not, na'uzu billah, that he had committed any sin. The Prophet asked for forgiveness, but it wasn't na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah. Every Nabi was completely free of sin, even before Nabuwat. And what to say about our Nabi alayhi salatu? On one explanation the ulama give was to teach the ummah that we must make tawbah and istighfar. When the Nabi is pure and free from sin, and he makes so much tawbah istighfar, then how much more mustn't we do who are drowned in sin? And the other is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position Allah raised all the time. He became more glorified in the eyes of Allah. So when he looked at his previous condition, on that condition he used to make tawbah and istighfar. Just like any person who makes his namazes properly. But now Allah gives him tawfiq to make even a more better namaz than the previous namaz which was correct. He makes tawbah on that also. That I did not have all that concentration. I did not have all that knowledge and the marifat of Allah. I was making namaz.
I was making it with concentration, but I didn't have that amount of marifat. What kind of a namaz was I making? And you asked Toba and Istighfar from there. You were making zikr, but not with concentration. That zikr was an act of ibadat, a great act of ibadat. But now that you are doing it with concentration, you ask forgiveness on that zikr that you were doing without concentration. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stated, Allah was increasing all the time. So that's another explanation which the ulama give. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam therefore sought forgiveness due to his humility and not because he committed sins. He regarded his worship and conduct as a slave of Allah Ta'ala to be deficient in fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, whoever it can be, even the malaika, nobody can fulfill as the rights of Allah as they are to be fulfilled. Allah is limitless in everything. There is no limit in any aspect, any qualities of Allah. And all the creation are all limited. So a thing that is limited can never fulfill the rights of that which is unlimited. For example, the sea, though it is also limited, but in front of a bucket of water, a jug of water, the sea is unlimited. And a jug of water, a bucket of water is limited. So this limited amount can never fulfill the rights of the unlimited. Allah is not only like the sea, but there is no limits whatsoever to each and every attribute and quality of Allah. So nobody, even all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, together the malaika, the awliya, nobody can fulfill the rights of Allah. Therefore, the true marifat of Allah, a person makes lot of tawbah in his istighfar. Though he engages so much in ibadah, he makes the best tahajjud namaz, the best zikr, but he will still seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. How much a person has marifat of Allah, so much he will beg Allah for forgiveness. And we can clearly see that those who boast about their actions, where are they and the marifat of Allah? Where are they and reality? They are far, far from it. That goes clearly in the lines of the kuffar and in the lines of shaitan. That is not the way of those who are close to Allah Ta'ala. In addition, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaged in abundant tawbah in order to teach the ummah to do the same. That we also should engage when we are so full of sin. How much of tawbah istighfar shouldn't we make? One should be grateful to Allah for His countless bounties. It is very sad we don't make shukr. We got up this morning that we had a good sleep. There was no breaking in the house. Nobody had to become paralyzed while sleeping. Nobody had a heart attack. But what shukr did we make? Did we even just read the dua? Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. If we read it, was it just verbally, or did we think that, Ya Allah, how much of your namat? You gave me a peaceful sleep. My head was throbbing at night. I couldn't think at all. You gave me freshness again. You made my head in order. We don't make shukr. What could have happened? For example, places where the earthquake struck, like in Pakistan some years ago, just before, one moment before the earthquake, everything was going normal. One earthquake and not people, not the houses, cities were destroyed. All the people inside, in a matter of a few seconds, whole cities got destroyed. So Allah gave us the night, we are still peaceful. How much shukr? But unfortunately, we don't make any shukr. If we woke up in the morning and water wasn't coming from the taps, we all should have lot of complaints. But water is coming freely. We got our hands, we can use it. We made wuzu ourselves. Somebody didn't have to make wuzu for us. And we don't make shukr for all these ni'mats which Allah has given us. But little something goes a bit wrong, and that also because of our gunas and our sins, then we start screaming and we start complaining. It is mustahab advice advisable to recite istighfar and the du'as mentioned in the hadith in emulation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For us, what if Allah gave us topic of namaz? At the end of namaz, don't go and boast about it by everyone. But read the dua, Allahumma inni zanamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I made a lot of wrong, O Allah. Forgive me. Hide from people. Turn to Allah. Ask Him for forgiveness. Any other good deeds, Allah give us topic. O Allah, You cover my faults. That my good deed was also full of faults. And You cover it up and You accept it from me. So that is the attitude a mu'min should have. Not that we go around, this is the way of the non-believers, that they go out, outreach programs, or have seminars, workshops. That's not the way of the Muslims. And that is not the way of which we are taught by the Quran and Hadith. Allah give us our correct direction and let us understand that we have to lead the Ummah and we must lead them in the correct way. And not follow in the ways of the Kuffar, and through that we want to lead the Ummah on the lines of the Kuffar. Allah protect us all.